Hey everybody, Janice here, CEO and founder of This Woman Can, and we are still reclaiming 2020. And if you'll listen to the real time, we have just observed the one day a year when it's perfectly legit to pretend to be somebody else. Halloween. But what happens when you pretend to be someone else the other 364 days of the year and wear your mask to work every day? I'm not talking about your COVID mask. I am talking about imposter syndrome. And this is real. A recent KPMG study found that 75% of female executives across various industries have experienced imposter syndrome in their careers. Despite all their achievements, they think everyone will find out they're a complete fraud. They fear that one day everyone will figure out that they're not as smart, successful, or as talented as they pretend to be. And if you can relate, you are not alone. Even highly accomplished women such as Michelle Obama and Maya Angelou have dealt with it. And in the modern workplace, imposter syndrome is truly the devil on most of our shoulders. Whether it makes you feel like you don't belong, that you're not good enough, or that you're a bit of a fraud, the odds are that you will experience imposter syndrome at some point in your career. Unfortunately, current research has confirmed, however, that it disproportionately affects women, revealing that men are 18% less likely to experience self-doubt than their female counterparts. So what can we do? There are a few actions you can take to help remove your mask. First, list it. When you find yourself questioning whether you even accomplished anything, make a list of at least 10 things that demonstrate you are just as qualified as everyone else for the role that you are seeking. And I want you to question your thoughts. What evidence exists that you are any less qualified than anybody else to do this work? Is there anything that makes you more qualified even? Let's think about it differently. Next is to own it. When someone says that you have done a great job, don't downplay it. That's what we do. Don't disqualify it or diminish the accomplishment. It wasn't down to luck, hard work, or help from others. You did the work. You deserve the praise, so own it. Own the part you played in your success and practice saying these words out loud. I'm proud of what I've accomplished. It's not bragging if it's true. Next, think about it differently. Reframe it. With over 80% of our thoughts being negative, otherwise unhelpful, it's not surprising that we immediately venture into the dark side and the imposter syndrome shows up. So instead of allowing your brain to think of what you can't do or what you don't know, reframe the situation and think of what you get to do and what you can do and what you get to learn. Embrace the opportunity to grow and develop. Next, catch it. The reality is that imposter syndrome is impossible to cure. I get it, 100%. But once you acknowledge it for what it is, you have the power to control and not allow it to derail your career. So the next time it rears its head or it shows up, acknowledge it for what it is and then let it go. I see you self-doubt, but I deserve this bonus for a million reasons and will gladly accept it. Record it. I keep a file on my laptop titled Hooray. And in it, I keep all the accolades, testimonials, positive feedback, and my achievements. And when I experience that self-doubt creeping up, or I start second-guessing my actions, I just dip into it to remind myself of just how good I am. Yep, I'm owning it. And just remember, wearing a mask for a holiday can be fun, but remember to leave it at home and show up as the truly amazing, authentic you. It's not who you are that holds you back. It's who you think you're not. And so remember, this woman can.